God aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 MHz på FM-båndet og på http://radioshalom.dk. Jeres vært og tekniker denne aften, Alexander Mikdagslav.
I dagens udsendelse skal vi tale om historie, men ikke kun som fortid. Vi skal tale om ansvar, om erindring og om de spor, der bliver tilbage, når et helt samfund forsvinder. Min gæst i studiet er den polske historiker, politiker og samfundsaktivist Dr. Krzysztof Tubaszek. I samtalen i dag vil vi høre om hans liv og engagement, men særligt om hans arbejde med at dokumentere, formidle og mindes den jødiske befolkning i byen Łuków i det østlige Polen. Et samfund, der blev udslettet under Holocaust. Det er en samtale om det, der var, om det, der blev ødelagt, og om hvorfor hukommelsesdagen betyder noget i dag. Interviewet foregår på engelsk.
All right, Krzysztof, welcome to Radio Shalom.
Hello.
I'm so glad to have you with us here, and all of this thanks to Jan Karwowski, who had such a good idea to invite you here. And you are having a lecture for the CC, for the members of the CC on this Sunday, which is the Sunday of the 18th of January.
Yes, hello for everybody who is listening us, and I would like to thank for Jan for inviting me, and for you for inviting me to the studio.
Yes, Krzysztof, I know that you are a person of very extensive and impressive both education and engagements and professional engagements as well. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay, I was born in Łuków. It is a small town in Eastern Poland. And after graduating from high school, I moved to Warsaw for study. And I live in Warsaw for last over 30 years, but I still feel that my roots, my heart is there in Łuków, in my family sites. So I deal with this area, especially in history, which is my hobby and interest, something just like that.
Okay, but it's not only hobby interest, because you also arrived at historical education. You got a PhD in history, even though you started as a Polish philologist. But so you finished Polish philology in Warsaw to begin with. Then you had, some other types of education concerning media, journalism, things like this. Can you elaborate more on this?
Yes, my first study was Polish philology because I was loved and I still love so much literature. But literature is not enough for me. And history is my second field of interest. And that's why I decided to improve my knowledge about history. That's why I made doctorate PhD in history, and I focused on local history of Łuków area, especially of Jewish history, because this is the special thing in my life to study this part of local history, which was completely unknown before I have do that.
Okay, but tell me, what's been driving you? Because you have this drive into media, social engagement, and you were also a politician and a quite important local. Also, local government of this city area. What is driving you in general? Because history is your passion, but it's it's probably not the only thing.
As you said, history is my passion, and my profession is related to local authority of Warsaw. I was a mayor of Central District of Warsaw, Śródmieście District, for a few years, and for the last 5 years I am director of the cultural center in one of Warsaw District in Ursynów, I can say that I earn money and I am active professionally in this area, local authority, culture, and so on. In my private time, I deal with history, especially history of my my local town and surroundings, surrounding area that is Luków area. In this history, the matter I am focused mostly is the history of Jewish society of Łuków and its vicinity.
Okay, let's go to Łuków then, because you're sort of in a way, in a very modest way, you don't want to dwell too much on your local government in engagement and what you accomplished in this, or would you like to tell us something about it?
Warsaw is a capital city of Poland. So much things to do, and my field of professional activity was education, culture, and social matters. And in this area, I cooperated with very, very strong with local Warsaw Jewish community too. For example, I was engaged in preparing the main seat of Jewish theater, which is in the center of Warsaw. This was my activity in main time, and the history and is in my private time, and these are two my fields of activity.
Okay, who were you politically? Who were you affiliated with?
I was affiliated with Platform Obywatelska, civil platform.
Yes,
all right. And this party rules in Warsaw for over the last 20 years. Warsaw is not in right wing parties.
Centrist.
Yes,
all right. So what happened? Why did you stop?
As I said, the part of my activity was culture, and a new culture center was built, and there was a competition for director of this center 5 years ago, and I decided to prove myself in this area, and I can say that this is very, very it was very, very good idea to start to this job. Culture is much more nicer area than politics.
Okay.
To organize concerts, exhibitions, to meet interesting people, writers, artists. This job is much more interesting for me, I can say now.
Okay, so because I and you forgot to mention, rather maybe you didn't want to mention that among the things that you were engaged in, that you founded a magazine, a monthly magazine in Warsaw as well. I don't know if it still exists. And you were writing as a journalist. You were also author of books. Among the books is the history of Łuków Jews. And so on. So you've been doing very, very many things. It's really, as I said before, really impressive. if you look at your output and your engagement and your young age, by the way, as well.
Journalism was my first profession after my study. As I remember, it was for 2 years I was a journalist in newspaper Życie Warszawy, Warsaw Life. It doesn't exist anymore, as many other press titles. Obviously, now paper press is in bad situation because of modern media, social media, internet, and so on. I like to write articles. I like to write books, so it's a good to try write. It was for me a good idea to try to write my own book, I wrote a book named Patron. The plot of this book is in during the Second World War, and it is about Polish-Jewish relations during the war and after the war. And this book was published, but it was a kind of... I am not a professional writer, but I wanted to prove myself if I managed to write a bigger piece than a press article. And okay.
Well, I would say nobody is professional writer before one starts to write books. But just to fill in and what you said about this book, this book is a work of fiction. It's not a work of a historian.
It is a fiction, but based on real things. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, my father told me a story about Jewish family who was killed by Polish partisans, Polish bandits, and only one person survived. And I remember that story, and I was very moved. I remember hearing that story. Mm-hmm. And many years ago, when I was historian collecting material for my book dedicated to the history of Jews of Łuków, I met a man who was one survivor of that family. Then I met descendants of him living in Israel. When I went to Israel, I met them. They became my real friends, and this was amazing that this history I heard in my childhood and I used in my book developed to something real in my life, that I know people, I like them, I visit them in Israel. Mm-hmm. When I was in Israel a few times. Yeah. So the life is so unpredictable.
Yes, but they couldn't read the book, of course, because they don't speak Polish anymore. In Israel, those people in Israel.
Yes, but I told them about this book, what is the history, a main plot of that book, and mm-hmm. They were very surprised and moved that this history from the past, which is their own, they are strong related to. That history of their ancestors, they didn't know that there is a book about that.
No. All right, but your father's story, was it in accord with their memories, with what they knew about it?
You know, as I said, I was a child, little child, and it was only a few information that such incident, such something just something happened in neighborhood, mm-hmm. that something horrible, something not acceptable for normal people, that someone is hiding and some come for them and kill them. Why? They were neighbors of that family. Nobody knew them, helped them, and there were people who wanted to kill them, to erase them from the local society. And as I remember, my father was very moved telling that story, but it was only a short information. Something happened in the area. Right. And many years ago, when I was a historian studying documents in archives, collecting materials, I had the opportunity to fulfill this story for many details, to uncover their names, who they are, where, how they where exactly they live, what happened, and most important thing, that one member of that family survived, lived Poland for Israel, and I had a chance to speak with him and to have the family as my friends. Mm-hmm. So this started many years ago and developed for this friendship, mm-hmm. I have with them now. Yes. For me, it's very, very symbolic, very touching situation.
Mm-hmm. How was this book received in Poland?
It was published in 2008, yes, and it was a few years ago after the famous book of Jedwabne was published in Poland.
The neighbors of Gross, yes?
That's right, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So it was a time when very this discussion about relation between Polish and Jewish people was very strong, and there were big tensions, big emotions, and my book was in that time. I can say that who want to deny such stories, no document, no book can change the mind, mm-hmm. but people who are open for the past, for the history, read such histories, mm-hmm. Such stories with great interest to get to know what happened in, yes. in our town, in our village. This history was completely covered and known for 40, 50 years. And in the beginning of 2000, over 20 years ago, started the time of uncovering this cruel, awful, what happened really in every village, every town in Poland. Mm.
All right, let's get to Wukow at last, because this is the city we are supposed to talk about today. I did some research from Wiki. I don't know if it's all correct, what is written there, but I understand that the Jews have lived in Wukow at least since 15th century, and that they were eradicated during the Second World War. You are born after the war, quite some time after the war. And what
what type of a city was Wukov at the time of your childhood, and maybe also why did your father told you this story about the killing of this family?
I think he was a little child, very little child. He was born in 1938, so during the war he was 4 or 5 years old, and I think he heard about this story as a child and transferred to me. So I think it was important for him too. But these are only my supposition. Not I'm not sure. My father died a few years ago, so I can say that maybe he wanted to give me what he got from I don't know from the surrounding people talked about that he heard, and he told me that story. That was something important, only about important thing people remember so long for many years. And Wukov was before the war a town, but very important because of lying on the crossing of railways, good connections with other parts of Poland, industry making shoes and other factories. So people wanted to settle in Wukov to develop their businesses, so it was very important local town for local society. But what I can say, when I was a child, when I attended to the high school, there was no information about Jews, what happened with them. Everybody knew that there were Jews, and during they perished during Holocaust, and only just that. But if you wanted to get some deeper information, there was no books, no internet started working in that time. So I was interested in local history, and I decided to get something more about people who were half of population of Wukov before the war, because before the war about 12,000 people lived in Wukov, and about 6,000 it was Jews, and 6,000 Christians, Polish people. So if a half of the town disappeared, perished, it's very, very important, not a small thing to forget. So what happened? Why there are no books, no sources, no people, they don't nothing. They know nothing about that. During my time in my school, I had no one lesson about Jews. No teacher said any word about that. Like this history wasn't important, but it was the history of a half of population of the town. Why? And I was very surprised and angry for that situation, and I decided to do something to change this situation. And that was the start of my activity of uncover the history of Jewish society in Wukov.
Okay, so there was, as you say, no mention in school, no local city government never referred to it. You just mentioned the website, the local government website, where they just mentioned in one sentence that there used to live Jews in Wukov.
Yeah. It was a kind of strike on me. Why? The history of Wukov is very long, about 800 years. So there were plenty of details, information about what happened in this year, and the history is very, very long, very big. And in the, on the website of local government, I found only one sentence about the Jews. There were Jews in Łukow, and they perished during Holocaust. Only this, only this one sentence. Wow. It is not fair, not good that half of population, the history of a few thousand people deserve only for one sentence in local history. And I wanted to do something. For the beginning, I was collecting some information, materials, searching in local archives, and step by step, I collected many, many valuable information, and I decided to share with other people what I have, and the best way to share it, to write the book and to make a website dedicated to the history of Jewish community in Łukow. And I wrote that book, and it was published in 2008. Żydzi Łukowa i okolic, the Jews of Łukow and its vicinity, over 300 pages, plenty of details, informations, old photos. And it was first step for uncovering this unknown history.
Okay, this is the work of a historian. It's a scientific work, of course, on Łuków. And but let me dwell a little bit about the times of your childhood until you left Łuków, before you left Łuków. In the town in itself, could one see any remnants of the Jews, any I don't know, stones or mezuzahs on the houses, on the on door frames or whatever? Was it still there?
Only one visible sign of Jews in Łuków. It was a memorial on the Jewish cemetery, made after just after the war in 1949 by a few Jews who survived. Only about 150 persons survived from the Jewish society of Łuków, from about 6,000. So it was only a little group. They survived mostly in the USSR, and they came back to Łuków. There was nothing in Łuków after Jewish life. Everything destroyed, people killed. Even a synagogue was completely ruined. So they collected a few matzevas and built a monument on the Jewish cemetery. And this monument is there till now. Everybody knew that on that cemetery, outside, even almost outside the town, is the Jewish monument. But there was nothing more, because Łuków was completely ruined and burned in July in 1944, when Germans were getting back from the town. They bombed and fired almost the whole town. So there was no buildings, no signs after the life of Jewish life. Okay. So when you were walking down the streets, you saw nothing special after Jewish community, only that monument on the Jewish cemetery. And that's why I decided to put some signs in this area to recover the memory about very important places like synagogue, house of prayer. So after publishing this book, I started to realize some project to put some monuments, some memorial plaques in important points of the town. For example, in 2012, I uncovered the plaque in the place where the mass shootings of Jews were during the Holocaust. In 2015, I realized a monument in the place where main synagogue of Wukov stood. Now there is a street crossing in that place, and nobody knew that it was the most important place for the local Jewish society, the synagogue, the place where they gathered, prayed. There was a Jewish school at the synagogue. It was real center of Jewish life in Wukov, and now a street crossing. So in 2015 we created a beautiful memorial stone with this place, in this place, with information what was the place. And so on, a few other projects for commemorating Jewish society in Wukov were realized. The newest one was a few months ago, in October 2025, of important roundabout, a crossing of two important streets in Wukov, was named a memorial roundabout for Jews of Wukov, and everybody who goes there can see a plaque with this name. Now we can say that everybody who wants to get to know something about the Jews has a chance to read the book, read the website, to see a few memorial plaques, stones, and many further ideas we have. I have with other people who support me to go further, to make more in this area. For example, the idea of translating into Poland the book, the Sefer Lukov. It's a book of commemorations published in Tel Aviv in 1948. It is a excellent source of information, source of
there were commemorations from the look of Jews. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it is completely unknown in because
memories.
Yeah, a lot of memories. Mm-hmm. It was written and published in Yiddish language, and who would want to read this book is not accessible, because Yiddish is not popular now in Poland. No, almost nobody knows that language.
Okay. So your aim is to have it translated into Polish and have it published in Poland.
Yeah, it's a big project because this book is very huge, over 650 pages. To translate it, to publish, a lot of money we need, but I believe that we can do that. Mm-hmm. I have spoken with local governments in Łuków about this project. They are very open for that. I think they will support me in this project. So I believe that I can say in 2-3 years mm-hmm. We can do that.
Okay, and I understand there are witness accounts of the Jews who used to live in Łuków. Are they oral witness accounts that were written down, or did these people wrote this down?
These accounts, these testimonies were collected all over the world, but mostly from people who lived in Israel and survived and emigrated to Israel. Mm-hmm. As I said, about 150 Jews from Łuków survived. Most of them emigrated after the war. To Israel, some group of Jewish descendants of Łuków live in France, and separate persons in Brazil, mm-hmm. in the United States. And these testimonies were collected by the local society, not local, the Jewish society from Łuków, in Israel, mm-hmm. and published in the 60s.
Okay, how many people participated in this project? How many testimonies are there?
The book is very huge. Mm-hmm. Plenty of Jewish communities prepared such kind of book after mm-hmm. the war. People who survived wanted to preserve the memory about the previous life, Jewish life before mm-hmm. the war. So Łuków book is very huge and very good source for studies about the mm-hmm. Jewish life before the war. 650 pages. It shows that this is a huge material and very valuable material.
Okay, so I understand this also was a source of for you when you wrote the book of Łuków.
Yes, it was a source, but not so easy accessible for me because I don't know Yiddish language. Mm. And I asked some researcher for Jewish Historical Institute in Warsaw for helping me, but not for translate, because it's a huge project to translate such big portion of text. Some translated overview this book and selected some information from me, and a kind of abbreviation of that book was published in 80s in France, in French language, and I use this French not translate thing, but a kind of summary of this book, and it was main source for my book, so via mm-hmm. French translating.
Yes, I see. You've done tremendous work to make the city of Łuków aware of the fact that there were Jews, that the Jews used to live in the city. Naming the roundabout, making commemoration plaques, and not least your book. How was it received in the city itself?
I can say that there are people interested in my work and what I do in Łuków, but it is not a big group. In every place there are people who are interested in history, in what happened in the past, but this is not a as I said, it's not a big group of people. In every kind of memorial event, like opening the memorial plaque, unveiling memorial plaque, or promotion of the book, about 30, 50 people attended in that kind of event. But I think this is the big job for school, for teachers to change this. I speak with teachers and I tell them that they should say something for their students. As I said, when I was a student, I had no word about the history of the Jewish society in Łuków. If young people will have in school something about the past of Jews, maybe we can change that in the future to spread this information, because no book, no memorial plaque will change that situation when school will be silent of mm-hmm. that. I hope these are steps, step by step, big deal for big thing to do in the future.
Mm-hmm. No, I do not know that much of a Polish schooling system, but I think it's mostly run by central government, not by local governments. Mm-hmm. And so, but did you ever try to take a contact to local government and make them, I don't know, influence the schools to pick up the subject of Jews in Łuków?
Yes, schools are run by, as you said, by two ways. By central government in teaching what mm-hmm. is taught, and by a local government, for example, buildings, conditions for
the infrastructure,
infrastructure, yes. And mm-hmm. so on. So indeed, this is not the task for local government, but in every school there is a space for some kind of activity for example, for history teachers to do something, to say something, to take for one lesson, only for one, two lessons during a year, for example, go with a group of students to the cemetery to show them this memorial plaques, monuments, say something. If the teacher of history say something, maybe somebody will start his her interest in that. So I think it's a big challenge for schools to mm-hmm. change that situation step by step.
Okay. But did you try to talk to local governments, to local officials, and see if they could help with this? Or?
Yeah, I talk many times, but local governments changes every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Now the mayor of Łuków is very open man for this project. He cooperated with me in this ceremony of naming the roundabout for the memory mm-hmm. of Jews of Łuków. So I believe that he will support me in other projects like translating and publishing this mm-hmm. Book, Sefer Łuków. And I believe that he will support teacher for this matter, because you know I am I am a man from outside. I live in Warsaw. I come to Wukow to do something, to open a monument, to publish some kind of something about in local newspaper. But I don't live on the place. I am not a teacher. I can't. Influence mm-hmm. on local society so much like you said, like yes. local government. Mm. So I can only encourage them for do that, and I believe that they do and will do in the future. Mm-hmm.
Amsterdam Shema seru nafsha Ale kedusha tashem
You also mentioned previously, I mean, while we were talking, so to say, privately before this program, that you have arranged a special Jewish hall at the Regional Museum in Łuków.
There is a regional museum in Łuków focusing on the history of local area, on traditions,
which is to say a kind of material history museum. Ethnographic or country.
That's right. And after publishing my book and some other projects unveiling the history of Jewish society of Łuków, they decided, cooperating with me, to open special chambers, one room in that museum dedicated for the history of Jewish inhabitants of that town. It was very, very good idea because thousands of people visited this museum during every year, and this many people were asking about Jewish history, and this chamber, this room about the history of Jewish inhabitants shows the whole history in short forms. So you know, for this purpose, to unveil this history, this is maybe more important than book, because you have to know about the book, take the book, read the book. This is a plenty of time, but even a short visit in the museum can impact on you. So I was very glad they decided to do that, to dedicate this special chamber of museum for the Jewish history.
Okay. And they do the schools send the school children to visit the museum?
As far as I know, every school during the period of teaching has at least one visit in this museum. So I believe they do a good job for that.
Yes. Just a digression, is one of the successes of Pauline Museum in Warsaw is that there are lots of school classes visiting it. But anyway, tell me, still, we are in Łuków. You mentioned also that you sometimes had, or at least once, had a negative reaction to your work at your engagement.
Yeah, there are many anti-Semites in Poland and in Łuków too, there are people who disagree with this vision of the past that Polish people were not only supporters of Jews, but there were Polish people who killed Jews, who gave them in the hands of Nazis. So these points of the common history, which are very harmful, hard to some people who disagree with this, reject this part of
this, yes.
And they are angry for such projects to unveiling the whole history, even this
even commemoration, which is not really something that they have to disagree with, as I mean, there is no accusation lying in the plaques commemorating the presence of the Jews in Wukuf. But this is also what they dislike. I mean, they don't want to have it.
Because there are people who think that why we do that? To be a silent mm-hmm. over the history of Jews is better. Maybe someone will return to take their property, their building. Mm-hmm. You know, these are old fears, completely stupid and absurd. But special old people, young people are very, very much more open. Without any such kind of prejudices, but old people, I think they are formed, their minds were formed in the time when anti-Semitism was a part of social life in Poland. Right. Young generation is much more better now. Young people often traveling abroad, have friends in various countries, and Jews are like French, German, other Italian people. Old people are, closed.
Okay. Perhaps it's too confrontational for them. They are being confronted with their own history. But even older people, the older people in Wukuf now, I mean, they are not people who were born before the war. This generation is not there anymore. This is mostly generation of people born like me around the 50s after the war, who were not involved in anything, who were children at the time, and still this wakes so much bad blood.
We are talking about difficult thing for me, because I can't understand that. Why? I am asking various people often, why are you, why have you something against Jews? You don't even know any Jew in your life, in your neighborhood. I think anti-Semitism is a kind of mental virus, transferring from people to people, from generation to generation. We can change it only by teaching, by talking about this, not closing eyes what happened, only the truth, even it is very open, very hard, can close the one. All times should stop to open for new context, to new view. All people are very closed, I can say.
It makes me wonder how come that you didn't get the virus? Was a story that your father told you about the killing of the Jewish family, do you think that it may have an influence on you?
I think it was something important for him, and a kind of feel of guilty. Because it was a murder done by Polish people, but by local people. When we are talking about Holocaust, it is Germans, Nazis came to Poland, did what they did, killed people, we were innocent. We were
The victims. Victims.
And this was kind of it was something different. Local people killed a completely innocent family who was hiding. And I think deep inside, in heart of local people, it wasn't correct. It was awful thing.
They knew that something awful had happened, and that some of the local community participated in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even Semites knew deeper inside that it's not good. It's not good what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
To talk is not the same what to do. Such horrible.
Okay. Tell me, because I've been going back to you, again, it's a personal question, because when did you find out that you wanted to do the history of Book of Jews? Was it was it very early, or was it later after you got educated? Was it after you got your PhD in history? When did it happen?
It was happened after my education, because I made a PhD on history, but not on the Jewish history, but collecting various materials, information connected with the local history. I realized that this history is not complete. There is a lack in that history connected with the Jews. If we have plenty of various publications, books, articles about people who live here, and these publications are only focused on Polish people, but over 20 years ago, there was almost nothing about Jewish inhabitants of local societies, villages, small towns. For me, it was a big surprise, but I was angry. Why? I want to read about the whole history. This history is not complete without the history of Jews, because Jews were a part of this society, and somebody, as I always say, killed people twice. Why? They were killed in Rio physically, and then they the memory of them were
killed once again.
That yes. So for me, it was so much. I disagree deeply with that, and that's why I decided to change it step by step, uncovering, collecting materials, going to archives, reading all documents, collecting various information. And after my book, and after I created the website, new sources of valuable testimonies, memories opened because descendants of Jews of Wukov.
Tell more about this website, because you are the sole editor administering this website.
I can say that I put all the book on my website, but book was published in 2008, and after that I collected many new materials which I added consequently on my website. So now on my website you can read much more about the past of Jewish history of Wukov than in my book, and I still develop my website. This is the best source of information about the history. And the very valuable thing for me is that the descendants of Jewish people from Wukov who live in Israel, I met them. I can say we are friends now. I visited Israel many times. They open their archives. They have documents, photographs, and they give copies of that for me. And I put that material on my website too. So new ways of collecting materials open for me. Contacts with descendants of Jewish community of Wukuf.
Is this to say they're preparing a new edition of the book, enriched with the new information?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think about this. This is another. This would be another huge project for me, because I do my in my private. I have no big group of collaborators for this project, so everything I can do preparing such new edition of book is my own task. So but I think to do maybe in 2-3 years will be a new edition with these new materials I have collected after editing that book.
I just had an idea right now about why you have your history as a local politician. Did you ever think of it, of for example, going back to Wukow and become a Wukow's mayor? to exert your influence on the city.
It could be a very interesting idea, but I think it's a kind of joking. I live in Warsaw for over 30 years, and I'm visiting Lukow from time to time, a few times in every year. But to be a mayor, to be a politician in every town, you should be a part of the society, to live there, to walk across the streets, to be with people.
You will have to move, yes. You'll have to move back.
Maybe when I will be retired in a few years.
Okay. So we have no connection. I mean, your parents are not in Wukow anymore.
No. My father dies. Mm-hmm. My mother is still alive, but is very sick and old woman. So,
how about your friends from the school?
People spread okay. all over the world, but in various many my colleagues went as like me to other bigger cities for better life, for better chances. Yeah.
So Wukow is slowly becoming more and more of a small provincial city. Without really important.
We can say that this is a problem many of small towns in Poland because not so many children are born now. Mm-hmm. And when I was child, Wukow, about 40,000 people lived in Wukow. And now I think it is about 30,000 people. Right. So population of the town is
diminishing.
So if you are looking better chances to for your life, many people think to go to bigger cities.
Okay, tell me another thing, because we've been mostly talking about the Wukow today, maybe a little bit about Wukow before the war. Tell us more about the real history of Wukow. I mean, starting somewhere in medieval times up to today, and also telling us both about Poles and Jews who lived together there.
Wukow was a town belonged to the king of Poland. It wasn't a private town. It's very important. I think it was very important in its history. But what we can say, Wukow was a town, a kind of point for to fight with enemies, a kind of fortress in medieval times. Yes. It was a point crossing various cultures like Polish, but not far from Łuków, we have now a border, eastern border of Poland. So there were territories belong to Poland before the war, but Ukrainians, Lithuanians, and other nations' cultures. So it was a point of.
It was sort of melting pot of different nations and cultures. You know?
Yeah, we can say that, and that's why the Jewish community was so big and strong, part of this multicultural landscape of the town. And now, after the war, it was changed, and we can say that it's a little bit sleepy town, yes, not active.
But in the old days, what were they living off? I mean, besides being in fortress, I mean, people must have lived off something. What were the main occupation of the inhabitants of the city? And what happened to them? Mm-hmm. I know that this was a very stormy story, you know, around the 16th, 17th centuries. In the history of the city,
We can say Łuków was a rural town. Many of peasants lived there, and the occupation of Polish inhabitants of Łuków was mostly agriculture, and craftsmen and trade. It was occupation of Jewish inhabitants of Łuków. So this was before the war, border of two communities, started problems because Polish people said, we want to have more shops, more workshops, they started. Some people started to fight against Jewish possession of this field of activity in the life of town, and we can say that it was one of main problems between Polish and Jewish community before the war.
All right, listen, we are just about to run out of time. So, Krzysztof, I will thank you very much that you came here and enlightened us about this town. To be frank, I have probably never heard about this town before. So it was very good to meet you and hear your story. And I think this is a fantastic work that you're doing and really extraordinary. And this is not because I'm trying to give you good ideas, but probably there are in Poland, and of course, especially in Eastern Poland, there are many, many cities of the type of Łuków where there used to live Jews and where people never talk about it, and they somehow disappeared from the history and from the minds of people that needs to be addressed. So maybe a good idea that you find, for example, another city?
I think I will stay with Łuków because there is many things to do in that area. Still, many uncovered materials to publish, stories to be told. I want to develop still my website as we talk. I hope I will be able to prepare another edition of my book in the future, translating of the Sefer book, Sefer Łuków, the Itzkor book. There is plenty to do in this area, but it's very important that every town, every community would have such person, better group of persons involved in this job of making the history unveiled, better known and discovered. This part of our history, which was connected with the Jews, because Jewish history, Polish history, it was the same history. It was Polish society with various people, and Polish history is not still not discovered enough, and it's a big job for the future to change it.
Yes, and well, let's hope that your work and your engagement will be a big inspiration for all the other people who may find interest in this area. Okay, thank you so much. And our guest today was Krzysztof Czubaszek, both scientist, journalist, author, many things, a man who's been socially engaged and who wrote the history of Jews in the city of Wukow in Poland. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you so much.
Ha ha ha! sich mit Feuerlicht erhängt. Steht nicht, Brüder, lässt das Feuer jung so steht. Es brennt, Brüder, lass brennt. Es kann holy lekumen der Moment. Junge, steht mit uns zusammen, soll auf Aschabek in Flammen bleiben, soll wie noch aus Schlacht, nur schwarze.
Og hermed vil jeg, Alexander Michtaslav, takke af for i aften, ønske alle en fortsat god aften og på genhør på Radio Shalom.